Hi, I'm Steve Rosevall with CFO.University. I want to thank John and Patrick and Nolan for having me involved in this MAP Alliance program on strategic planning for your exit. So thank you for that. And my role in here in this this session is to talk about financial management. And, you know, we've got the bookends of mindset, and Patrick did a really nice job kind of explaining the mindset that you need to be in as you're going through and being, working on the business instead of in the business. And John did a really good job in the operations, and he'll talk about that some more. The third leg to this stool is the financial management, and that's what I'll be taking you through this afternoon. So the one thing to keep in mind, think like a CFO for this phase. So I'll try to help you with that a little bit. And I've got this brief slide here that talks about reporting, foresight and analysis, resource optimization, and strategic issues. And so, and this is all related to financial management. So if we go to the far left side, let's talk about reporting. Reporting is your financial reports, your tax reports, and other compliance reports that have to be filed with somebody. Your financial reports, you may not have a CPA doing them. I highly recommend you do. But the financial reports are really what I want to stress today, because those are really important to gain credibility with your buyers. So the financial statements include the income statement, the balance sheet, and the cash flow statement. So be familiar with those. Make sure they're current, and make sure they don't have a bunch of errors in them, because you'll lose a lot of credibility with a buyer if you give them statements that later on you're trying to explain a mistake or why they're wrong. You'll either scare the buyer away, or you'll significantly reduce the price they're willing to pay. So that's on the reporting side, kind of a historical piece, but really important. The next piece is the foresight analysis. So this is where you give your buyer a chance to really envision the future through what your eyes are. And this is a value creation activity where you can show them how you're thinking of growing the business, how you're growing customers and geographically, or whatever you're doing to make the business better. And that also comes through in financial statement format, just looking to the future. So your forecasts and your budgets are looking ahead. Also, your philosophy on investments, how you've invested in the business, is important to endow on the buyer. That will give them ideas on how to do that. So you can create value with all this by sharing your planning process and the future of your company with your buyer. The third area is this resource optimization. So this is using your assets. They might be on the balance sheet, or there might be other assets, to generate revenues or sales, how your cost structure fits into that. So it's really focused around the income statement and cash flows, and how resources that you use generate those income and cash flows. So thinking about how you're using resources, and if it's people, if it's assets that are physical assets, a plant or a warehouse, or if it's some kind of intellectual property, you know, those are your resources you're using to generate cash. Somebody wants to pay for the results of the effort from those assets. The fourth area is strategic. So this is what thinking about the strategic financial aspect is people, internal and external. So making sure that internally you have the right people on the financial bus to be able to run that, and in your business in general, but making sure you have somebody inside that's doing the bookkeeping, that's actually kind of doing the reports on time, helping you with the planning process, and then also getting the metrics to get in place. How are we doing on managing our resources? So return on assets, return on equity, kind of doing some of those measures that a buyer is going to look at. The next area is resource allocation, and this has to do with how you're acquiring assets. What type of assets are you acquiring? Are they on the balance sheet, or are they intellectual property, or some other type of assets? And this is important because you want to make sure you don't forget to sell your buyer something you have to sell. So a lot of if the assets don't show up on the balance sheet, then you have to be able to explain how something else generates cash flows. And again, what you're selling is this, you know, what a business is selling: cash flows, future cash flows. So your current assets today are going to generate future cash flows in the future, and somebody's willing to pay for that. And that's how they develop the value. So how you allocate your resources and explain those, and making sure that you're including them all so the buyer knows all these resources you've created, also can add value. Making sure they're connected to your vision and mission, so at least they know what it is. So they, if they want to adjust it, certainly that's okay. But if they don't know where they're starting from, it's harder for them to make that leap. So be sure to explain why you exist, how you serve customers, and what value you bring to the market. And the last area is the capital management. So that's the other side of the assets. It's where, how are we funding those assets with bank debt or equity? And do we have enough capital to be able to invest in all the positive return projects we have? So there's nothing better than having a business that has more opportunities than you have money for, right? And that becomes an easy sell. So if you can show that you have you have good ideas and there's a good future, a growth future in your business, somebody's going to pay more for that. So again, I would say think like a CFO, make financial management an important part of your of your activities when it comes to planning for an exit strategy.